الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أفمن شرح الله صدره للإسلام فهو على نور من ربه. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. In this ayat kareema, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala compares two types of people. One person in this ayat and a few ayats in front, another person. Who are the two persons that Allah ta'ala is comparing? One is أَفَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ. A person whose heart Allah has opened for Islam. Wholeheartedly, devotedly he accepts Islam. That is one type of a person. In front, Allah Ta'ala explains another type of person opposite to this. أَفَمَنْ يَتَّقِي بِوَجْهِهِ سُوءَ الْعَذَابِ. A person who tries and protects himself with his face from a terrible punishment, the punishment of Jahannam. Usually, if somebody wants to attack you or something, you'll use your hand. You'll try, or you'll use your legs, you'll try and kick, you'll try and run or something. But the people in Jahannam, their hands will be fastened, their legs will be fastened. So they can't use their hands, they can't use their legs. And the punishment is coming, the smiting of the malaika, the fire of Jahannam coming. And the main place that it attacks is the face. And with your face you want to try and protect yourself. How can you protect yourself? If your hands are fastened, somebody punches you, slaps you on your face, and with your face you want to protect yourself. You can't. So in other words, Allah explained, He is showing a terrible scene of the fire of Jahannam. It's for those people who don't accept Islam, for those people whose hearts are not open. And on the other hand, is that person whose heart is open wholeheartedly. And either by his tongue he says, or by his actions he says, رَضِيْتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبًّا. I'm happy with Allah is my Rabb. In all the details of it, what Allah has decreed for me, ups and downs in my life, it's all from Allah. I accept it wholeheartedly. How Allah has kept me, I make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. Wabil Islami Deena. And I'm happy with Islam, that Islam is my religion. And the whole of Islam, every aspect of Islam, wholeheartedly he accepts it. He has got no reservations about anything about Islam. Wabi Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulun wa Nabiya. And that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is my Rasul and my Nabi. And I'm happy. I'm happy with the sunnats of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm happy that he is the last and the final messenger of Allah. Every way he's happy. One person is that, and one person who didn't accept and is in that azab. Can the two ever be equal? When this ayat was revealed, that for who, and then when your heart or your bosom, your chest, Allah opens up. Like to understand this, sometimes we are confused about something. Must I do this? Must I do that? Etc. And then suddenly Allah opens your heart up. Now you know this is what I, and you have conviction on that. That is your heart opening up, your chest opening up, and it accepts everything. To give you an example of that, at one time, very many years ago, the Saudi government wanted to destroy Rosa Mubarak. They believed that the Qabr must be flat on the ground, there must be no tomb, etc. And they did that in the whole of Jannatul Baqi. All the Qabrs, there were a lot of the signs of Islam, whose Qabr is this, whose is that. But today they made it all flat, nothing left, no sign. Then they wanted to do the same with Rosa Mubarak also. But they knew that Rosa Mubarak, the whole Ummah will jump. And where Ummah will fight that Rosa Mubarak, how can you destroy Rosa Mubarak? So for that, they started making effort on the ulama of all the countries, especially Islamic countries, to try and let the ulama agree. If the ulama of the countries agree, they will convince their public. Then there won't be an uproar. So for that, they went to India also. And they wanted to speak to all the ulama and tell them. So they went to Darul Uloom Dioban. They told that it's not we on our own. You'll have to speak to all the ulama of the country. So give us 1 week to inform the people, and we call a meeting. And we call all the ulama, and then you can discuss this. So they did that. Then Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, it was his time, he was also present, other great, great ulama. And they said that, see, in Bukhari Sharif, there is a riwayat that you must not build any building on a qabr. There mustn't be any building on a qabr. It must be just a qabr. So they say Rauza-e Mubarak is a building on the qabr. So according to Bukhari Sharif's hadith, it means it's not allowed, so we have to break it down. So all the ulama were concerned, worried. Then Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali spoke. This is what I wanted to explain at this time, that he said, Allah has opened my heart now. I've understood and I understand the whole matter. So all thought that he understood, yes, it has to be broken because the hadith says. But Allah opened his heart and gave him that conviction. And he said that hadith means that whereas you bury somebody, then don't build something on that. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, nothing was built. It was the house of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha. And he was buried in the house. It's not on his qabr something was built, but the building was there from before and he was buried. So that hadith doesn't apply to this. So this Allah opens your heart to it like that. So many other matters also we don't understand sometimes, but then Allah opens. Even our dunya's matters, house matters, business matters, we are confused. So this is sharh sadr, the heart opening. So Allah is speaking here of the heart opening for Islam. Not for a business, not to your son is to get married, your daughter, which girl must we choose, which boy must we choose. Not for that, but for Islam, Allah opens your heart. And when Allah opens your heart, the Quran Sharif says, فَهُوَ عَلَى نُورٍ مِّن رَبِّ. A noor comes into your heart from Allah Ta'ala's side. That is when your heart, and a person who's blessed with this has got one of the greatest blessings. That Allah's noor has come into his heart and he's convinced about Allah. And he got no doubts also. Otherwise shaitan puts doubts. That is Allah there or what is it, or it's just something people are talking. Life of the qabr, qiyamah day, jannah, jahannam. But now he's got conviction. His heart is open. Then about Islam, everything about Islam, your heart is happy. I'm so happy Allah made me a Muslim. Allah put me in the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is the important part of our talk. Hallahu min alamat. Is there a sign? How will I know that this noor has come in my heart? And my heart, Allah has opened it up. How will I know? Is there some sign? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes, there are signs. What? Three signs. And this is, we must see in my life, whether these things are there or not. If they are there, make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. If they are not there, we have to work. And how to get it, that also the Quran has explained. The three signs are, the first one, At-tajafa min ad-daril ghurur, that the love of dunya goes out of your heart. You'll engage in dunya, but not the love of dunya will not be there. You'll do business, you'll earn, you'll build your house, you'll get married, get your children. All dunya things what we call. But your heart won't be in there. Like for example, a person, today normally we like our business. Why in business also we are completely, we are in himak, we are in full, we are immersed in our business, our thoughts, everything we are in our business. In fact, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say that why we say businessman. Who is a businessman? Hazrat used to analyze it in his beautiful way. It comes from busyness, that a person who is busy. And nas in Urdu means our veins, our nerves. That each nerve is busy. In all your thoughts all the time. That is a businessman. That even when you go home, our thoughts are still in the business. You are eating, our thoughts are still in the business. Today this happened, that happened. While you are lying down to sleep, tomorrow I must do this, I must do that. So our thoughts are immersed in that. So we have to try and work that our thoughts are immersed in the masjid, in deen, in akhirat. And we go to business, and according to necessity we do our work properly, we do it. Not that we neglect it or anything, we do it properly. But like it comes in a hadith, that amongst the seven people who will get the shade of the throne of Allah on the day of Qiyamah, And really we have to think it's a serious matter. Like for example, we just come out from the outside in the masjid, it's a bit cool. We come into the masjid where the air cons are, how nice we feel. On Qiyamah's day, this outside heat, you cannot compare what heat. And the only place you'll have air cons, so to say, will be under the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. They will be comfortable, cool. So to try and get there are various things that we can do. Amongst them it comes in the hadith is that man who his heart is connected with the masjid. Even if he goes out, like now after Zuhar, but in his heart, when will I come back again for Asr? His mind is working on, I have to do this work, I have to go there, I have to go, but Asr I must be back again. After Asr, I must be back for Maghrib again. After Maghrib, I must be back for Isha. After Isha, I must be back for Fajr. I must make sure I put my alarm. And otherwise tell my wife to wake me up, tell somebody to phone me, to come pick, I must be there. So your heart is connected with the masjid. That person, Hazrat Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah, he said, he's with his family, he's with his work, everything. But he's counted by Allah 24 hours in the masjid. Because his heart is in the masjid. Every time he's thinking, how must I come back? But it mustn't be like us. What is today our normal procedure? Last man in. The last person in the masjid. Assalamu alaikum. Khair Maulana. Aapka bahut intizar humne kiya. जी जी मालूम हुआ मालूम हुआ कुर्सी लेने माना ना
जी नहीं मैं
अच्छा माफ फरमाए आप नीचे बैठो मैं ऊपर बैठा हूँ बुलबुला ऊपर होता है तो एनीवे सो टुडे आवर नेचर इज लास्ट इन द मस्जिद फर्स्ट आउट. We should try and our heart should be connected to the masjid, inshallah. So like that, a person's heart must be in deen all the time. At-tajafa anid-daril ghurur. Dunya, we don't have really any connection with our heart. Keep 10 billion check in your pocket here on top, right near your heart. But don't keep 1 cent in your heart. Don't keep 1 cent in your heart. The heart is the place for Allah, for Allah's love. Don't even keep 1 cent there. Next to it, no problem. Keep 10 billion rand check also. No problem. But don't keep the love of dunya in there. Dunya is not mumaniyat. It's not haram. It's not, Islam didn't look down upon dunya, but Islam looked down upon the love of dunya. Don't have the love of dunya. Dunya, necessity, no problem. And just make your niyat in everything of dunya and change it into deen. Convert it into deen. So 8 hours we in the business, make niyat to earn halal rozi, to feed my family, to feed myself. Allah give me more barakat. I'll help the poor people, needy poor people. That business of yours now, full 8 hours is deen now. You eating, you 3-4 hours a day we spend eating breakfast, all our meals, etc. Niyat that I will eat halal and I will get strength. With that I will make Allah's ibadat. I will see to all my duty, etc. That all has become deen now. 8 hours we sleep with the niyat that my body needs rest. I take my rest, etc. And then I will be able to make Allah's ibadat again. I will do all my duties. So your 24 hours becomes deen. So it's not difficult. So the first sign that the noor of Allah has come in the heart and the heart has opened up is at-tajafa anid-daril ghurur. Dunya, which is a house of deception. That you haven't fall into the trap of dunya. You know akhirat. وَإِنَّ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ لَهِيَ الْحَيَوَانِ. That is the real life. And that is my object. The second sign is وَالْإِنَابَةُ إِلَىٰ دَارِ الْخُلُودِ. That your heart inclines to the everlasting life of the akhirah. Dunya, your heart is not in the dunya. You'll do things of dunya, but your heart is not in there. And your heart now, the desire of the everlasting life. And you just compare in any way the two, you will see it's only logical, it's only right that we give preference for akhirah. Dunya is temporary. In the hadith it comes, the average life of a person, 60-70 years of this ummah. Akhirah, forever and ever, never it will come to an end. In the 60-70 years also, up to about 15 years we are like children, we are naughty, we haven't got responsibility. And then from about 40, we start going down again. And soon, you haven't got that strength anymore. You haven't got that vigor anymore. You haven't got that stamina anymore. You are going down. And afterwards, you are just becoming like a burden on the people when you're very old. Now you're just on in the bed all the time. You can't earn. You can't eat yourself. Somebody else, you can't do your own toilet also. And so what's the quality of that life? With Jannat, forever and ever, you'll be at the age of maturity, 30, 33 years. You'll be at the height of your stamina and your strength. Never will it go down. That will be forever. In this dunya, every time, all the time we're hearing, somebody has passed away here, crime here, some other problem somewhere else. Jannat, akhirat, no problem. Never ever a snake came out somewhere. Never ever accident took place. Never ever you got a heart attack. Nothing. Forever and ever just enjoyment. So there is no comparison between the two. So a person who realizes this dunya is nothing. It's useless. But Allah made it the means to an akhirah. A dunya mazra'atul akhirah. It is the place where it's a farm where you have to prepare for your akhirah. So our heart is not in dunya. We are using dunya to prepare for akhirat. And our heart is in akhirat. Wal inabatu ila daril khulud. Wal isti'dad lil maut qabla nuzuli. And the third sign, a person gets ready for maut before maut comes. That is the third sign that a person has got that. Ismail Bey just told me that Maulana say that get the janaza room quickly ready. So he's worried about it. That is a person must have that fikr all the time. Hey, Allah will keep Maulana still very long with us. But that fikr, that akhirah, my qabr, my tayyari, my ghusl, all that a person. And what does that mean? We should see that haven't I got any qaza namazas? That is preparation for akhirat. If I got qaza namazas, then give preference to that over our nafil ibadat. Our qaza is most important, our faraz. So see, if in my life, if I got qaza namazas. Then see, qaza rozas perhaps we have got. Especially women folk, every month they have to must few rozas, and then they procrastinate. I'll do it. Next Ramzan is here, they never keep their qaza rozas. Few years, oh ho, now I got 30, 40, 50 qaza rozas. Now they lose courage also to keep. So that now faraz is faraz. That is the first thing we must do. So we start doing that also. Anything else, we made some mannat for example, we must fulfill that. Then see to our financial matters also. That it mustn't happen after we die. Now the people, there are too many loose ends. They don't know what's happening. Our matters were not clear. Nobody knows who's owing you. You owing who? Our books, our papers must be clear. That's anyone who sits, studies and that, you know. And even better, in your lifetime, you have somebody who you trust, who knows all your things. So when you die, no difficulty. All the matters are clear. Not just otherwise, how many very, very pious people, ulama also, years and years, generations have passed, but the estate is not wound up. And if the estate is not wound up, it comes in the hadith. That person is kept in quarantine in the akhirah. He's not allowed to meet with others. There is life there. As we have life here, there is life there. And you go around meeting people and it's a wonderful life. In fact, one friend of ours, Haji Ahmad of Heidelberg, Haji Ahmad Hussein, passed away recently, and his son-in-law was Maulana Ahmad Siddha, who passed maybe 6 months or so, 8 months ago. So he saw his son-in-law 2 days before he passed away in a dream. And his son-in-law, Maulana, told him, hey, come over here, man. You're wasting your time. Here we enjoy. The real enjoyment of life, wallah, is there. Yeah, even if we have some, but worry on tension all the time. Whatever, you have a wonderful bed, your room, you made it up to the best as you wanted it. But middle of the night, your eyes open up. Now this worry comes to you. That worry, this can happen. Parishani, Jannat, no parishani whatsoever. You sleep for pleasure, you eat for pleasure. And what enjoyment Allah has kept in everything. So that is the real life. So to prepare for that life. So to see our financial matters also are clear. All our deeni matters. And to make wasiyat. to make a will in Islam. In Islam, the will is not, I'm giving my wife so much, I'm giving my this son so much, that daughter so much. That Allah has fixed already. That's not our duty. That Allah has fixed who is going to get how much, and that is clear in the Quran, in the fiqh, the ulama work on that. What we have to write in the will, that if I got qaza namazes, if hajj was faraz on me and I didn't make haraj, hajj, that wasiyat, must make my hajj from my side. My qaza, rozas, etc., all added, and our financial matters must be clear. And in such a way that by the first weekend, already the family sits and they sort out, distribute the inheritance. Everything is clear. Everyone got his share. You also enjoying there. So that is how, well, this is istidat li maut qabla nuzulihi, to be prepared for maut before maut comes. For example, if a person is going for Umrah, but he didn't prepare anything. He's just saying, I'm going 1st of March Umrah. But he didn't book a ticket, he didn't get his visa, how is he going? He didn't pack his bags, and now you told a friend must come pick me up. 7 o'clock in the morning, we're going airport. When the friend comes, how are you going? You haven't done anything. But if you prepared everything, your passport, your visa, your ticket is booked, your bags are packed, they are all ready, then from 6:30 you wait him, he's still not here. Quarter to 7, you told him 6 o'clock. Quarter to 6, 5:30. Quarter to, you still waiting, because you are ready. A person who is ready for maut, who prepared, wallah, before maut comes, you'll have that eagerness to go to Allah. You won't be frightened for maut. Today we try and keep away maut, especially the Quran challenges the Jewish people that they say they love Allah Ta'ala, but they are frightened to die. And in fact, what they do, there isn't a cure for a certain disease, they go to hospital, freeze us up. And when that cure comes after 100 years, then you must again thaw us and give that cure and we can live again. They die before their time. It is just like one good friend of ours, very good friend, but he used to take out insurance all the time. His wife was very pious. So she always telling him, get rid of the insurance. It's haram, it's not right. So he used to comfort her and tell her, don't worry. Life policy he took out. After I die, you will enjoy. She said, I want to enjoy while you're living. Not after you're dead. What I'm going to enjoy when you're dead? I want to enjoy while you're living. Not after you are dead. So they don't. We want to kill ourselves in order to live a longer life. So a person, when that love of Akhirat and this reality, that Noor of Islam comes in a person, his eagerness will be for Akhirat. He will be ready to die. He won't be frightened to die. He won't want to lengthen his life. He will want to just go to Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. So as I said, that if this is within us, make shukr. If it isn't, then the Quran gave the remedy also. فَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ فَهُوَ عَلَى نُورِ مِنْ رَبِّهِ. And if we haven't got that, what is the cause? فَوَيْلٌ لِلْقَاسِيَةِ قُلُوبُهُمْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Because we're not making zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Our hearts have become hard because we are not making zikr. We're not cultivating the ground of our heart. Like a plow we use before we're going to plant, we soften the ground. So everything will grow. But we don't. And like in winter, the ground is just left, no plowing, etc. That hard ground becomes hard. Like that our hearts have become hard. And with regard to zikr, Allah has mentioned, classified three groups of people. One is those people, which Allah mentions in this ayah, and that refers really to the non-believers, that they don't make any zikr. They don't think of Allah, they don't acknowledge Allah, they don't think of Allah. Another group are the munafiqeen, the hypocrites. La yadhkurun Allah illa qalila. Just now in the some expediency, when they're in the mood, when they feel like, they make some little zikr here and there. And the true believers, ya ayyuha alladhina amanu dhkuru Allah dhikran kathira. They make Allah zikr in abundance. وَسَبِّحُوهُ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا. On top of that, they read the tasbih of Allah. So that is the quality of the believers. That they are such, فَإِذَا أَفَضْتُمْ مِنْ عَرَفَاتٍ. When you come from Arafat, فَذْكُرُ اللَّهِ عِنْدَ الْمَشْعَرِ الْحَرَامِ. Make Allah zikr in Muzdalifah. فَإِذَا قَضَيْتُمُ الصَّلَاةِ فَذْكُرُ اللَّهِ. When you finish your namaz, make the zikr of Allah. When you make Jummah namaz, فَإِذَا فإذا قضيت الصلاة فانتشروا في الأرض وابتغوا من فضل الله واذكروا الله. You made Juma, khutbah is called also in the Quran zikr of Allah. You made namaz, it's all zikr. Now you finish, go and seek your rozi, barkat in that rozi. After Juma, rozi is barkat. But don't forget, make the zikr of. فَإِذَا لَقِيتُمْ فِيَةً, when you are in jihad and you meet your enemy, فَإِذَا لَقِيتُمْ فِيَةً فَذْكُرُوا اللَّهِ, make the zikr. Everywhere, how much Allah is pressed on the zikr. So this is, and if zikr you are not getting onto it, the Quran has explained how to come onto zikr also. So Allah says, فَوَيْلٌ لِلْقَاسِيَةِ قُلُوبُهُمْ مِنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ أُولَٰئِكَ فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. And how to bring zikr? اللَّهُ نَزَّلَ أَحْسَنَ الْكِتَابِ مُتَشَابِهًا مَثَانِي تَقْشَعِرُّ مِنْهُ جُلُودُ الَّذِينَ يَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ ثُمَّ تَلِينُ جُلُودُهُمْ وَقُلُوبُهُمْ إِلَى ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Start with tilawat of Quran. That is the starting point. Make zikr or make tilawat of Quran every day. Read 3-4 pages of Quran. And if you are not reading at all, you're finding it hard, start with one ruku. Start with one page a day. Little, little, but every day read Quran Sharif. Then your inclination will come to zikr. When your inclination will come to zikr, your heart will become soft. Now Allah's nur will enter your heart. Then you will see that your heart will go off this dunya. You'll still engage in dunya. You won't abandon dunya. There is no rohbaniyat. There is no nothing like you go and live in a monastery, you become a monk or a nun, and you give up. No, no, that is not Islam. That Christians, they do wrongly also. Their religion didn't teach them also that. They do that wrongly. For us, engage in dunya, but don't put your heart in dunya. Put your heart in akhirat. And your preparation for akhirat. And you are ready, you get ready for maut before maut comes. You live a peaceful life. Anyone who does everything and is ready for that, he's got peace of mind, contentment of heart. Somebody is going to pick you up every day, you have to go to work 8 o'clock. You are ready. Your breakfast is finished, you're ready, you're dressed. You're not rushing, jumping or anything. You're waiting comfortably. How nice you are living. Anywhere you have to go, you're ready all the time. But a person who's not ready, how is the condition? So maut also, we are ready for maut all the time. Whenever it comes, no problem. Our dunya also is done, and we're ready for maut also. So what a beautiful prescription Allah gave us in this ayat. Very briefly to summarize again, Allah says that that person whose heart we have opened, his chest, and in other words, he's got sharh sadr, conviction, itminan. And that is how it happens when Allah puts the noor into the heart. And how will a person know that this noor of Allah has come? That he's getting disinclined to dunya. And he's more inclined to akhirat. And he's preparing for his maut all the time. And for that, if we haven't got that, the Quran gave the solution also. We are lacking in zikr. And we can't come on to zikr, start with tilawat of Quran. If we are doing Quran, increase it little. If we are not, start with little, little. Start with our zikr. And mashallah, you people are so fortunate. You have Maulana Ismail Sahib here. Go to Maulana, sit by Maulana, attend the majlis, etc. And see how much you will benefit. So may Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Whoever can manage it, tonight our program is in Denhauser. Tomorrow, Ladysmith. And on Saturday, we are having an Islahi Jalsa at Newcastle Darul Noom. From Asr to Isha. So try to attend, inshallah. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك. اللهم آتي نفوسنا تقواها وزكها فأنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي ولا تشقنا بمعصيتك. وصلى الله على النبي الأمي. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. مولانا مزاج بخير.